Thursday, 11th of April, 2024. Maybe today? For the King, before whom I also speak freely, knows these things. For I am convinced that none of these things escapes his attention, since this thing was not done in a corner. Acts 26:26. Though a bit clunky, the words more literally read, For the King understands concerning these, to whom also, declaiming, I speak. For none of these, I am persuaded, none are hiding from him. For this is not having been done in a corner. CG. Paul, in his reply to Festus, just noted that he was not maniacizing, but spoke words of truth and reason. With that, he continues saying, For the King understands concerning these. Paul must have seen something in Agrippa's evaluation of the trial to know that he was following along with it and understanding it exactly as it was being presented. Further, Paul appeals to Agrippa's position, knowing that one with his background, upbringing, and leadership could not have been unaware of the converted Jews' belief in Christ. In fact, verse 28 will show that he was aware of it when he uses the title Christian. Paul's appeal holds a twofold purpose. It was first to show that Agrippa was fully aware of what Moses and the prophets had prophesied concerning a coming Messiah. Second, Agrippa would be aware that for more than 25 years, there was a subsect of Judaism that held to the fact that those prophecies had been fulfilled in the person of Jesus. He had come, he had taught, and Agrippa would be fully aware of it, and of how the things he did, in fact, matched with what the prophets had said. Therefore, he continues, using two verbs in a row, normally translated adverbially, because it is difficult to find a suitable set of words to accomplish this. However, saying, to whom also, declaiming, I speak, satisfies the translation perfectly. The word declaim means to deliver words in a rhetorical or impassioned way. Paul is doing just that as he boldly proclaims words of his conversion and his mission as an apostle of Christ. And more, his speech is something that has been openly and publicly proclaimed for many years. Therefore, he next says with emphasis, For none of these, I am persuaded, none are hiding from him. The repetition of the word oh or none is usually ignored because it isn't easily translatable. But it is an important part of Paul's appeal. He's not only saying that Agrippa is aware of the teachings of Christians concerning Christ, but he is completely and fully versed on the subject. It wasn't as if the Christians taught the crucifixion, but not the resurrection. It wasn't as if this was a secret teaching that had escaped everyone's notice. Rather, what believers in Jesus proclaimed was fully expressed, with no secret or hidden agendas. Peter had openly spoken to the people at the temple. Paul had openly proclaimed Christ everywhere he went, and so forth. Paul reconfirms this with his next word, saying, For this is not having been done in a corner. Jesus stated this type of thing, as is recorded in John 18:20, when he was standing before the high priest during the interrogation he endured. He said, I spoke openly to the world. I always taught in synagogues and in the temple, where the Jews always meet, and in secret I have said nothing. The message of Christ was never intended to be hidden under a bed or a basket. Instead, it is a message that has been intended to be proclaimed from rooftops and throughout the world. Paul avows that Agrippa knew this and comprehended it in an axiom of the faith. Life application. The message of Jesus is exactly what Paul states in this verse. It is not from a closed and secret society, but from a group of people who are passionate about sharing what had so profoundly changed and directed their lives. It is a message that isn't to be peddled for money or pounded over someone's head. Instead, it is a message that is to be presented and allowed to sink into the recipient's head. Sometimes this may take many visits or discussions, while sometimes it may happen with just a few words. However the message is transmitted, it is a message that must be shared properly, and that should be shared with conviction. People need Jesus. Without him, there is no hope. But in him, there is a complete restoration and the promise of eternal life. Be sure to share this message. It will make an eternity of difference in those who accept it. Lord God, may we be willing to share the wonderful message of Jesus as often as we can and with as many as we can. May we be bold enough to share it again and again if necessary. Help us to not be overbearing, and yet help us to not lose heart. May our words about Jesus be appropriate to each and every situation. Amen. King Agrippa knows about these things.
King Agrippa knows about these things.
I can speak freely to him.
I can speak freely to him.
I know that he has heard about all of these things.
I know that he has heard about all these things.
They did not happen off in a corner.
They did not happen off in a corner.
Acts 26, verse 26.